Well, the tropical cyclone over the last 24 hours, actually it's become a tropical storm, has certainly weakened. Its path has now gone north of Chittagong, which is the second largest city in Bangladesh, which has about 2.5 million people. They started receiving heavy rains and winds early this morning. They actually started their evacuation late last night. 1 million people were asked to evacuate to special cyclone shelters that Bangladesh has in the area. So since that time, they've basically been bracing winds, and the eye of the storm was expected to reach around this time right now, about 6 o'clock at night. We're still yet to see what the true impact is on the area and whether there are floods and what have you, which is usually associated with a storm like this. So that's for Bangladesh. For Myanmar, for Rakhine State, which we were also very concerned about, in Sitwe, I just spoke to my colleague then, and they still haven't received any rains, but he says it looks like they're coming. In northern Rakhine State, that was an area that we're most concerned about because it still looks like it will get quite a lot of rain from the storm, and we've yet to see what's going to happen there.
As you mentioned, Rakhine State, the people there didn't want to leave because they feel they'll not be allowed back. How much of a problem has that presented for OCHA in its preparations for the arrival of what was supposed to be the cyclone?
Well, I mean, we've been advocating for the last 6 months, the UN and NGOs, to the government that we needed to find good shelter for the IDPs, most of them in very inadequate accommodation. We're talking really flimsy tents and makeshift accommodation. We knew that the monsoon season was approaching. It starts in June. We were very concerned that something like this would happen, and the government was unable to find a solution. It quickly put together an evacuation plan really over the weekend. It's moved very quickly to try and activate that plan, and it had hope of moving about 160,000 people. It certainly hasn't been able to move that many people, and the most vulnerable, the most at risk, is about 40,000 people, and it may have moved that many. We're not sure. Many communities didn't go. They were certainly very fearful about moving with the military. They were very unsure of leaving their homes behind. There really hadn't been proper communication with these communities. They trusted the government to actually move. So it has been a real problem, and we don't know what's going to happen with the rains tonight. Many of them are unprotected.
I want to go back to Bangladesh. You mentioned that it was headed their way. First of all, how many people basically in high-risk areas, one, and two, what sort of assistance OCHA may have offered in the beginning in preparing for this storm?
Bangladesh hails itself as one of the most disaster-prepared countries in the world. They had a cyclone many years ago that killed an amazing number of people, and since then they have really put in an amazing sort of disaster preparedness program, which has really looked at cyclones, because every year cyclones hit that part of the world. So it has something called the cyclone zone, and they have thousands of cyclone shelters that people can go to. They have 50,000 community volunteers who go all throughout the area, and in this case it was 14 districts, alerting people that an evacuation was in place. They really are prepared for something like this. In terms of numbers of people that were at risk, we're hearing about 3 million, but it depends how far it goes, whether it reaches down to Cox's Bazar. Down there you've got a lot of refugees as well who are not in as good accommodation as, say, people further north up in Chittagong, but they also heard the evacuation warning and they certainly moved.
After the storm, that's when most people really need assistance. What has OCHA done in terms of pre-positioning?
Well, it's not just OCHA, in fact. It's all the UN agencies and NGOs who are operating in Bangladesh. Many of them have operations down in Chittagong and certainly around Cox's Bazar. So there has been a lot of pre-positioning of food, of shelter. There were mobile teams that were put on alert. Certainly, there were, you know, teams that were down there to look at water and sanitation afterwards. So a lot of pre-positioning in Bangladesh. And in fact, there's also been a lot of pre-positioning in Myanmar. We have had the whole week to prepare, which has been amazing. And in that time, all the UN agencies and NGOs that operate in Myanmar have also been collecting all of their supplies and pre-positioning them in Sidwe. So tomorrow, they will conduct the first of the assessments, see what the damage is, and can immediately start providing supplies.